another episodic podcasting adventure. It's Dockamania. Welcome, welcome to another episode of Dockamania. I'm your co-host, Desvino, here with my own personal Mr. Bootyworth, J-Bomb. Say hello, J-Bomb.
So I guess I gotta make you some pancakes now, or what?
Oh yeah, you know what? You know it. You got them flapjacks, boy.
Well, I'll put some blood in it and celebrate it like it's like a, as if we're the brood.
Huh, wasn't that cool, though? I thought that was pretty neat.
Dude, I popped. I thought Gangrel was there, man.
Oh yeah? It's funny because that's like, I guess, the only time you're ever going to hear it again in history. I don't know. I just thought it was cool. I was like, wow, I never really thought I'd hear that music again. And they did the walk. They committed to the roles. It was cool, man.
Those dudes creating the fire, like the humans on the stage was cool, too.
Yeah. No, I liked it. And, of course, they had to do a gimmicky match. And
I liked it.
I don't know. Yeah, it was all right. It was fun.
Except for the Big Show. He's the big slow.
Yeah, so now here's the thing, right? They're going to be having a tag team title match at Crown Jewel,
right.
And now they're in the Freebird rule now. They got the third guy with them, so if Big Show wins with them, now Big Show's tag team champion.
Well, he's technically tag team champion now, isn't he? I mean, the Bar are the champions. How does that work? Can you just add a guy in and then he becomes the champ?
I don't know. Yeah, this whole Freebird rule, really, they should be explaining it because it's becoming more prominent now. So
they need to make six-man tag team titles.
Oh, no, that's too many. I think just you can have the Freebird rule. You can be a three-man team and have it. I just think having a, you know, two-person belts, three-person belts, then what, a stable belt? Like, I don't know, man.
Then make every tag team three.
No.
Yeah, come on.
No, I just think the Freebird rule can apply.
I guess. When did that come into play anyways? Was that like officially announced at any point?
I think when the New Day won the tag team titles, they just kind of started it. So,
New Day?
That's it. They're trendsetters.
Yeah. So what's been up, man? How's it going? Tomorrow's Halloween.
Tomorrow is Halloween, and for the folks without kids, it doesn't mean much. It means turning the lights off and eating all the candy to yourself.
You're not going to give out candy?
I get the candy. I'm not overly enthused to have kids coming by my door. I'm a Grinch, every 5 minutes. But it's not. I'm just joking around. It's really a dead neighborhood for that.
Okay.
It's all a lot of old folk around me. So, yeah. I waited for somebody to die, and I moved into their house.
Do you guys dress up at work?
We do. I mean, obviously, I work in the gaming industry,
right?
Tons of people dressed up as superheroes, video game characters. There was... they had like video game parties last weekend. I didn't go. I had a friend coming in from the UK, so I was busy and had to get my car fixed too. So I was dealing with that shit. And I'll be having some sweets at home, throwing pumpkin goo at the kids.
Are you gonna play Red Dead Redemption?
I've been playing Red Dead Redemption for those in the gamer world. Come on, add me, play it, be my posse once it comes online. You can add me on Xbox and PlayStation 4, Desmino. Though I am playing on Xbox One because of my poor, poor friend J-Bomb, who can't afford a PlayStation.
Why would I need to have two? Why would I need to have two consoles that have the same games on it? And I don't see the point.
I'm just busting your balls, man.
Balls busting.
I've been playing a lot of PlayStation lately, though, just because Monster Hunters was... I don't know, I picked it up on that. And there was a few other games like Persona, and I don't know, I was playing a few exclusives that came out, and I just kind of, I don't know, I kind of got into a whole PlayStation groove. So this is my first game back on Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I like going back. I like the UI a little bit better. I think the control for me is better on PS4.
I agree.
But I don't like the UI. I think the UI is a little bit more intuitive on the Xbox One. But yes, guys, if you want to play with us, we'll be doing some sessions, too, I think, once the online starts going.
So yeah, we're
going
to Twitch it up.
That'll
be
fun.
We're going to officially start using our Twitch account, I think, when RDR goes. Have you been enjoying the game, at least?
Yeah, I like it, man, for
sure.
Slow start. I've been upgrading my camp. I've been collecting debts. I've been randomly helping people on the side of the street. And I've been getting jumped and robbed. It's been great.
How do you upgrade your camp? I couldn't find the ledger. Like, the ledger isn't there. But then I read that you have to do a certain amount of missions before it's there.
You do for the, I forgot his name, the German dude, LS.
The dude with the glasses, right?
Yeah, yeah. He'll ask you to go around and collect some debts for him, and then after you collect the first debt, he'll give you access to the ledger, and then you can upgrade your camp and you can fast travel. So,
woo. Yeah, you're a big fan of fast travel. I'm not a fan of fast travel.
First of all, it's misleading. It is when you got to go really, really far, trust me. But at the same time, it's misleading because when you fast travel, they make you watch a substantial amount of cinematics. Oh. So you're you are traveling a lot less, but like you don't get there instantly. So
right.
I don't know if it'll change as the story progresses, but at least it's something, you know, if you're running to the kitchen to grab a beer or taking a whiz, it's good for that.
Did you pick up your $500 thing of gold yet?
No.
Oh, look at that.
So I'm looking forward to that. I'll be buying wenches and grog. Grog? Yeah, grog.
Is that what they're calling it? Anyways, it's hidden.
Pirates call it grog. I don't know.
It's
sarsaparilla.
Hidden.
Sarsaparilla.
We'll talk about it off air. But, Des, let the people know where they can find us.
All right, guys. Well, you're listening to us right now, so it's a good start. But, yeah, follow us on Twitter @_Talkamania, Spotify, iTunes, Podbean. I mean, you know, we're kind of everywhere. We're going to be everywhere one day. We're working on it. It's our global mission. But, yes, ProWrestlingTees.com, search Talkamania. You'll find our merch on there. Check it out. And, yeah, man, be a Talkamaniac. And if you're not, suck it.
I didn't have it ready. But hey, man.
No, that's why I had to do it, man.
Yeah. WWE Evolution this past Sunday. I'm happy that we threw that tweet out. Last second, last week on the podcast, we were kind of saying, oh, could have been better. And I sat down, I really looked at the card, and I was like, you know what? There's only two bad matches on this. And those two bad matches turned out to be really great matches. The opening match and the Battle Royal. I enjoyed both of them.
I looked at the card up the bottom and I thought, wow, the card sucks. I wasn't impressed with it. I don't think it was terrible, but considering what they could do with it to make it the most monumental women's pay-per-view, there could have been some cool one-on-ones. We talked about Ember Moon and Asuka last week. So there was stuff like that. It wasn't perfect, but I'm going to tell you, man, I thought it was great.
Yeah. I thought it was probably one of the better pay-per-views of the year, if not, I don't know, there was just something refreshing about it, just the way it was delivered.
Well, it had a good feel. I think the opening match was great with Trish and Lita. You know, they weren't taking too many bumps, they were doing their spots, but it was kind of for the, you know, to get the energy going and for the fans to get excited, but it was cool. It was exciting nonetheless, so that was really good. And you know what? The Battle Royale, you're talking about that, and usually these matches suck.
Yeah.
They're just sloppy, they're all over the place. I thought this one was done quite well. They kind of had a story. They told so many stories.
So many stories, yeah.
That's it. Yeah, between so many characters. Like, what's going to happen with Mandy Rose and Sonya, you know? And then, you know, I don't know. Ember Moon got threw out Asuka's. You know, people were chanting NXT. Is there going to be something there? I don't know. You know, we didn't see much. We didn't see Asuka actually at all, or Mandy Rose, or Sonya. So it's not a good start to those stories. But the Battle Royale itself was pretty good. I thought it was great. I was surprised Nia won. I would have went with an Ember win. I think we should have given the fans what they wanted across the board that night.
I agree.
But, I think they maybe plan on giving Nia to Ronda for her next fodder. We'll see.
Probably. I mean, yeah, there were so many things in that match, the way that the new women's wrestlers against the old women's wrestlers at the beginning, the elimination of the Iconics, Tamina. I mean, Tamina probably walked out. She was on Raw, too, which was cool. Tamina and Nia Jax kind of throwing in some homage to Roman Reigns and teaming up and doing some shit in there. That was cool. But I agree. It kind of ended on a bit of a stinker, but all in all, it was one of the better battle royals.
That's my only real complaint of the night.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, whatever. I'm over it. It's okay. I don't mind Nia Jax going up against Ronda. Ronda's probably going to beat her. She's got a whole year to go on with this title, or at least another half a year. And, just going to be another victim. I just hope Ember Moon has some other exciting things going on in the meantime. I am a little disappointed, though. I liked having the veterans in, but I just felt like the first half of it was just dedicated in, like, veteran out, veteran out, veteran out, veteran out, veteran out. And even Medusa, Alundra Blaze,
she's
almost
all of it.
She basically just walked off the side of the apron, and it was really,
she's like,
looked really
shucks,
terrible.
And walked up. But she's 50. But,
yeah, I know. Something. She couldn't take a bump, I guess, properly, but I don't know. Just elimination was a little bit meh.
Yeah,
but no, it's cool.
They got rid of the oldies, and then the match really picked up. So I thought it was pretty good. I thought Zelina Vega was going to win it there when she popped
it was
back
cool.
in.
It was exciting to see her kind of come back into it. I thought Ember Moon was going to win. Like, it's pretty, and that was my pick, and I was pretty confident in it. I don't know. Nia Jax could be a contender, but I thought they were done with her, at least for now. But I know she won an award or was nominated for an award recently, and the WWE's been high on her and promoting her, so maybe it's partly to do with that. So whatever. I mean, you know, we'll see.
I get it. I think she needs it more than Ember does to, like, be in the spotlight. If she's not pushed, she's going to be overlooked. That's what.
Well, I also feel like Nia's life, I guess her lifeline in the WWE is not going to be as long as Ember's. That's I think Ember is going to have a long career ahead of her, and I think Nia probably is only going to be around for a couple of years. So
that's it. Toni Storm versus Io Shirai?
Io Shirai.
To me, never seeing say it again.
Io Shirai.
Never seeing her in the ring before.
there you go.
Wow, man. Like, the hype was all about Toni Storm. I was excited to see Toni Storm. She came out. She has a cool look. And then...
Does she? I find she has like a Avril Lavigne skater boy / Nikki Bella look.
She's kind of like the pilot glasses. I mean, it's kind of cool. It was all right for me, but holy Jesus. Like, buttery smooth, Io. Like, holy Jesus.
Yeah, no, the match was great. I'm glad you were texting me like, oh, she's so good. And I'm just like, good, I'm glad that you're watching it and you're appreciating it and enjoying it. But yeah, put on an amazing match. She made Toni look really good. And Toni's great. I get why people like her. She doesn't really do it for me. I find she's a bit overrated.
Yeah.
She always gets lipstick on her teeth and all over her body. I mean, I think it's just a matter of getting one of those lipsticks that don't rub off, which... You'll see a difference, though, too. If she goes to the main roster, eventually, she'll be, like, so well-groomed. She'll have all the makeup and stuff. Same thing with Sasha Banks. She started looking a lot better and stuff. Well, she didn't look terrible. I'm just saying, you can tell how much budget goes into their makeup and hair versus when you get on the main roster. That's what I'm saying. They're all beautiful women, folks. But, yeah, Toni Storm, not knocking her. I'm not saying she's terrible, but obviously I knew she was going to win. I think she was going to be in the final, and so was, her name, the girl who got injured in the first round or second round. She hurt her knee. She was supposed to go to the finals as well, too, against Toni. So when Io got put into the finals, I kind of knew it was going to be Toni anyways.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've been doing so much for these Japanese superstars in the past few years. So I get it. I think it was probably the right decision to make. And Io doesn't need it either.
Is she signed?
No. Well, I mean, I don't know. Nothing's been made official. I have heard no news. But I would think so. I mean, Asuka and Kairi are friends with her. I'm sure they tell her, like, look, you know, come over here. You make a lot of money. So we'll see. And maybe she'll help out Kairi against Shayna Baszler.
That'd be dope. Who knows?
That would be cool.
Honestly, though, the way that she moves in the ring, the way that she gets to the top rope, the moonsault, there's a few other moves.
She doesn't waste a second.
There's so much gravity. She's like, woof, like ninja, man, like fucking seamless wrestling. When they talk about wrestling being an art, I mean, that's the definition of it right there.
Well, and you look at Almas and Vega when they do the running knees in the corner. When Io does the knees in the corner, it looks like it collapsed their chest.
Yes.
It's so bad.
It's
phenomenal. She does this one like Jeff Hardy. You know the Jeff Hardy where he does that swing move in the corner? Where he kind of goes on top of the corner and then jumps backwards and then drop kicks them in the face. Kind of like a swinging into them.
Okay.
She does something similar to that with her knee. She'll do a running knee to the corner, but she'll also go to the corner, kind of stand on them, and then jump and like hold onto the corners and like a pendulum, swing her knees into the chest again. And oh my God.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, it's just brutal. So she's got a really good arsenal. I can already see they've kind of... not tamed her down, but she follows kind of like do this move, do that move, then do your thing in the corner, then do your moonsault. Like they're kind of have her on that WWE kind of pattern, you know, that they have wrestlers put on. But hopefully in NXT, she'll be able to put on some great matches. So I'm excited nonetheless. You know, she's got a good future ahead of her. And Toni Storm is going to go on to NXT UK, I believe, to challenge Rhea Ripley for her title.
So, there you go. I could have watched you all night, man. All night. Like,
cool. I'm glad. All night.
Really, really good. You mentioned Baszler before. That was a pretty good match too. I mean, a lot of people thought it was a match of the night. So,
Match of the night? Well, I don't know about that, but I thought it, I mean, it, not saying it was way far off. It was excellent.
I think it was my number two. I think it was my number
Baszler two. Is a beast. I can't wait for her to be in the main roster. Yeah. She's getting better and better so quickly. And I'm not saying she's amazing, but she's pretty good. And, you know, just give her another year. When she goes to the main roster, she really gets comfortable. Her promos are getting a bit better. Her looks, her selling, the small little things she does. I like it. I'm impressed. So, you know, who knows what happened from here. And even Kairi, you know, she sold things really well, the way she fell asleep. And then after, there was a backstage interview where Shayna was talking with her WWE friend, Duke and Schaefer. Those are the two other ones from the Horsewomen from that are coming up to the main roster now, or at least in NXT. But Kairi kind of yells, Shayna! And, like, she really yelps and screams and puts so, like, Kairi really puts a lot of
her voice into her all match acting. Was cool, I thought.
Yeah,
the way she was good screaming at, like, all match was good.
Yeah, she's got like a very good dramatic kind of like female scream. I don't know. It's just
she got works, a rasp to good. It, which is nice.
Yeah. So that was good. That was another really exciting match. Again, crossbody, man.
Crossbody to the outside.
You mean when she went off the top rope? You mean?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
no
so much air.
Hesitation. Like, she put. Like when Sasha Banks did that, okay, poor fucking excuse for a frog splash.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
And Michael Cole, like, as she's climbing to the top rope, Michael Cole's like, an homage to Eddie Guerrero. I'm like, fuck Michael Cole. She hasn't even jumped yet. Like, relax. She, like, was so afraid to do that move. And then Kairi Sane showed zero hesitation. And she well, just put
people
gosh into the wind.
You have all people who love Sasha, and I'm not. All, my point isn't here to knock her, but like, guys, she's not the best wrestler in the WWE. She's not the best wrestler in the world.
Look.
And she's good. I'm not trying to knock her, but like, look, you watch the women from NXT, you watch what they're doing. Yeah, it's just they're just each kind of wave of them is just on a whole nother level.
The thing with Sasha, and the credit I'll give to Sasha, is that nobody could take away Sasha versus Bayley in NXT. Those were amazing matches, and they were kind of like the first of their kind. I can kind of see that. They are really, really good storytellers. She's a good storyteller in the ring, though, and she could take a fucking beating. I'll give her that. Sure.
Yep, I'll give her that, too.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about beatings here, right? Last woman standing? Come on. Yeah. Wow. Like, this match... above and beyond, I guess. They just went on. And I thought when she had all that shit piled on top of her,
that was it
for Charlotte. Yeah.
Then
she gets up and they keep going. She powerbombed it through the table at the end. Yes. She hits her head on the floor.
Yeah.
But these women delivered. It was a spectacular performance. So Becky shows you why she is the man, and she stands tall as your WWE SmackDown Women's Champion once again.
It was so cool to see her right after the match, full of emotion, saying, I fucking did it. Like, you see her scream it out, I fucking did it. And it was just a thing of beauty. That's one of the better gifts I saw after Evolution ended. So
I didn't see that one.
Oh, it was a good one. It was a good one. And, like, that's what I wanted to ask you, you know, like, did that match, you know, change the future of women's wrestling? Because, you know, McMahon must have loved it. It was so well received. I forget who tweeted it out. I don't remember which McMahon it was, but somebody said it was easily the match of the year. So
I mean, don't know.
Name a better match.
It's hard to say name a better match, and I have to scan my head through all matches this year.
But if you can't think of one.
I know, but I'm sure if we crowdsourced or somebody was like, here's a list of like 10 really great matches from this year, I'd probably go through them and be like, oh yeah, no, that one was really good. Like, oh, I don't know. It's definitely up there. Maybe it is. Maybe it is the number one match for sure. But I can't say that. I'm not that certain that it is.
Would you say it's the greatest women's match in WWE history?
Probably not.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Main roster.
Let me go back on that statement. I won't say probably not, but I don't feel confident enough to say that it is.
Main roster, I'm talking.
Main roster?
Yeah, I'm not talking about Asuka, Ember Moon. I'm not talking about the good feuds back down in NXT, because that's a whole other thing. And, I mean, it was just the amount of time they were given. The thought that you thought the match was over, I thought the match was over, and it just kept going. The moonsault botch and then the follow-up with the senton, like, it was just fucking spot after spot, and like, they both just really delivered, man. Like, it's
Yeah, no, loved it. I thought it was excellent. I'm not sitting here complaining. I thought it was a fantastic match, and I'm just more saying that, you know, did this match itself, you know, change women's wrestling forever? I think it's kind of like it's a contributor, but I think this pay-per-view in a whole is something that's changing, you know, women's wrestling. I think it really surprised a lot of people. I hope it did. You know, there's going to be people out there who are just going to be bitter and say it sucked because, you know, they're not happy. Somebody wasn't on it, and, you know, people are never happy. You know, I try to have a little bit more of an open mind these days, and I think basically I went into it thinking it was going to be meh, and I will say that it was definitely one of, if not, you know, one of the best pay-per-views this year, for sure.
Now, when I said change women's wrestling, I mean in WWE. I mean, pretty much, do you think it changed Vince McMahon's opinion on what women can do at pay-per-views? Instead of giving them, you know, one 10-minute match and then one 5-minute match and then saying, well, you know, wipe our hands clean and we put the women on it, let's go forward.
I sure as hell hope so. Yeah, okay. But then... We don't really see Ronda this week on Raw. Becky comes out and cuts like a 2-minute promo on SmackDown.
A great 2-minute promo, though. It was good. I liked it.
And we're seeing we're going to see Becky versus Ronda sooner than later. So that's going to be an interesting armbar versus armbar, right?
Yeah, but what was your initial thoughts when that came out?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm guessing that how they're gonna finish this match. I guess
that's in a sense.
Becky lose because I can't see her winning. So it's gonna have to be a disqualification or something. At first, when I first saw it,
I thought it was just, you know, fan art. And then when it became official, I was like, shit, they can't do this to Becky this quickly, because it's good. If she loses, it's gonna kind of hurt her credibility. Like, I understand that she can lose, she'll have to be losing, but I think it's a little bit too soon to have her lose to Ronda Rousey. The only thing I could see coming out of this is Charlotte gets involved somehow, and then Charlotte does the actual heel turn, and then we see Becky like no longer, because she tweeted out I didn't think the fans were gonna come with me, but they did. So I think it's kind of official that the heel, WWE is like allowing her to not be a quote-unquote heel. And I think we might see Charlotte come in, beat the shit out of both of them, continue the program with Becky, and then foreshadow an eventual feud with Ronda.
No, I don't think so. No? I saw that. You came with me post, and I think it's more backtracking on when she first came out and tried to basically turn the crowd on her.
Yeah.
And then... basically, she's like, you came with me. So, like, and all the cheers she's been getting in the hotels and the lobbies and all that stuff, I just think it's kind of like they're deciding, oh, you know what? We're not going to do that. We're turns on the fans anymore. You know, I don't know. I think you're reading too much into that, most likely.
What else could it be, though? Like,
I don't think Charlotte's going to be involved in this match. She's going to be involved in the Survivor Series traditional match. If she's not the captain, she'll be on the team. And I don't think she's going to do double duty that night. I don't think she'll be there. I think it's going to be a disqualification. It's going to have to be something like that. I don't think they're going to have her lose. You're right. I think it would harm Becky. I think they're going to have them face off, and maybe Becky's just going to walk out eventually. She's going to just take her belt and be counted out, and everyone's going to be booing her, but she's just going to be like, you know, F you, I do what I want, or she'll hit her with the title belt. I don't see either of them winning this match.
So then why is Charlotte saying, I don't want to be captain? I got to think that she's going to try and distance herself from Survivor Series.
Maybe she's also just feeling like, you know, wounded after that loss. She feels like she's not, you know, deserving to be champion. And, you know, in the next week or two, she'll come around. I don't know. She didn't talk about Charlotte too much on SmackDown. It was more, you know, Ronda, talking about herself. So they might be distancing that feud, at least for the time being. So... you know, we'll see. But yeah, definitely exciting. Lots of question marks. And it's a lot sooner than later. They only have 2 weeks to build this. So, you know, Ronda not being there this week, you know, it's a bit strange.
Yeah.
A bit strange, too. Very strange, considering the end of the pay-per-view.
Yeah, the end of the pay-per-view, whatever. Ronda and Nikki. I mean, it wasn't a bad match, by any means.
Hey, man. It was good. And Nikki worked hard. And she took her bumps. And... she gave it to Ronda too, you know, gave that Alabama Slam. I sent you the video again. Man, that looks like it just splats her like a liver on the sidewalk. It's just like, pack, so nasty. And then that cool armbar takedown off the top rope was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's getting better. Her timing, her positioning, her the small things, her selling. You know, Ronda is working hard. It took her a while to get on track, but she's working hard. She's putting dedication, and the women put on a great main event. Nikki and Ronda was a good match. I don't know.
I have no complaints, really.
It would be the Nia Jax thing for me. That's the only, and the table spot being botched, but whatever. You know, you can't.
I kind of like the botch. It made it because they made up for it. They didn't just not do another move onto it. So I was okay with it. Yeah, I liked it. What I'm not liking, though, is, again, Survivor Series was always a huge pay-per-view for me growing up. I don't know about you. I used to love it, man. They used to come up with these cool team names and team captains, and you'd see heel turns and face turns and all this cool shit. And now they're just, the one night a year that SmackDown Live goes head-to-head with Raw. Like, to me, the pay-per-view is dead, Like, how do you feel about that?
I don't know if the pay-per-view is dead, but for a while, I think for a couple of years in the past, they weren't even doing Survivor Series matches. It was just called Survivor Series, and then they started doing the Survivor Series matchups again. And I like the whole concept of Raw versus SmackDown, don't get me wrong, but I also kind of agree with you that the whole nostalgia of having the different teams and the team names and the gimmicks involved. So, there shouldn't just be like that one Survivor Series match. Now we're gonna have one with men, we're gonna have one with women, but it'd be cool to have an additional one on each brand with the guys on those brands. I mean, maybe that's too much, but in the past, I remember there being, there's quite a few. It was a bunch of Survivor Series matchups.
There'd be like four or five.
Yeah. And then, so you don't overdo it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't overdo it, but I don't know. Do they do Raw versus SmackDown on a different event then and do Survivor Series kind of back to its roots?
I say scrap Night of Champions. Because every pay-per-view is freaking Night of Champions anyways. Make Night of Champions champion versus champion on each brand.
Hmm.
And then just have Survivor Series. Yes, Raw versus SmackDown 4v4. I get it. Let's do it. But then after that, build some other stories within each separate brand and have, maybe two other matches that are that. The IC Championship match and then the WWE Championship match. But... That's just, there's too many friggin' titles. There's too many shitty titles and not enough good ones.
You're asking for the three-man tag team titles.
Okay, so scrap the Universal and scrap the U.S. title. Just have WWE Championship, the two tag team championships, the two women's championships, and then add that six-man in there.
So take away the Universal but have two women's?
I keep the two women. I'm okay with that. There's one on each one. Because Universal title is, honestly, is it the most cursed title in the WWE? Like, let's be honest. Is it cursed? Because
it's just, when they say, I'm going to be the Universal Champion, it just sounds so lame. Literally,
Kevin Owens has been the only actual Universal title champion.
What about the WWE Champion? Like, the WWE Championship is, like, hidden on SmackDown.
Yeah, no, I get that. There's, like, no main championship. That's just so frustrating because the Universal is non-existent and the WWE one's buried.
And the United States one is barely relevant either because Nakamura is barely used now these days.
And when's the last time the IC championship was up for grabs? It's pretty bad. Yep. Damn it.
Well, we're going to see potentially Rollins versus Nakamura at Survivor Series, so that's a cool matchup potentially.
But again, no titles on the line and who gives a shit, really? Like, what is it? Is it a dream match? Because these things never live up to... They never live up to the hype. They never do.
No, I mean, you got me there, man. You got me there. So it has been a bit disappointing. Maybe Survivor Series will be better this year. But I like your idea. I like your idea of doing Night as Champions as a kind of a champion versus champion Raw versus SmackDown event. That could be really cool.
And maybe Road Dogg will listen.
Maybe he won't.
Yeah. Let's talk about Dean Ambrose, man. I don't know, man. Like, people were really hype about what happened on Raw. I thought it was kind of shit. How he didn't talk and he didn't do anything, but he was just kind of like, kind of his douchey self. It was just weird.
I was hoping for more, I guess, anger, frustration, and resentment from Seth Rollins. He kind of came out there and was like, hey, man, where are you, man? Which I want him to be like, why dare you do that? I want him to be angry, and he just wasn't really angry. It was just very...
We got a bit of it at the end, but...
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I just... I was let down. It wasn't what I expected for the fallout of what happened to him. Like, he literally, like, scrambled his brains on the concrete.
Yeah.
And then he just kind of comes out the next week, like, hey, man, come on out. What's going on? You know, and it's like, what's going on? You know, and then Ambrose gives his, you know, gets a silent treatment, and then he leaves, and I don't know. I guess this is going to drag on for a little bit. I don't know when we're going to see them face off, because we do have Crown Jewel. Seth Rollins is busy. Mind you, I do feel like Ambrose is going to cost Rollins his match in the World Cup tournament.
World Cup, yeah.
Yeah, not first round, but second round. That's my prediction. Hmm. Anyways, we will get to predictions too, folks, because we have to cover that. It's a jam-packed episode, man, so buckle up.
Jam-packed episode, yeah. Yeah, I don't know where the payout's going to be with this one, because he's busy at Survivor Series 2 now that they've announced Nakamura. I don't know how they're going to keep it fresh, man. We've seen this feud before. We have. I didn't really enjoy it the first time around, to tell you the truth. We saw them battling. Where was it? It was like a ladder where they both fell off with a championship.
Right.
And then we saw Dean cash in his money in the bank on Seth. And didn't he lose it immediately right after that to Sheamus? Was that that?
I don't know.
It was something like that. But it's just, we've seen the feud where they were on the opposite sides, where one was the face, one was the heel. I just don't know how they're going to keep this one fresh.
Back then, I liked Rollins. I liked him as a heel. I just wasn't a huge fan of Ambrose back then. And I'm not a huge fan of him either now in general. I like him a bit more with his new attitude, his new look. But, you know, will that be enough for me? I don't know.
Exactly. That's what we're saying. I don't know how they're going to keep it fresh. That's the issue I'm having with this. And there's going to be a big, long wait period until we're going to see this, you know, eventually come to a point.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see, too, because we got Saudi Arabia coming up, and we know that Rollins is in the World Cup tournament, but the breaking news that came out just today is Renee Young is actually going to Saudi Arabia as part of the announced team.
Crazy.
So that's monumental. I'm not sure if she's going to have any restrictions.
Wear?
Maybe she's going to have to wear their traditional
For sure
female
she's gonna have
wear.
To.
I don't know. But yeah, maybe. But it's interesting. At least it's kind of steps in the right direction.
I guess.
Does that mean that Dean Ambrose is going to come along for the ride? You know, maybe he's going to travel with her. It might make sense. And maybe he'll get involved one way or the other. But these guys, let's see what happens. You know, I think from here on out is kind of really important where the feud goes. Kind of makes or breaks it at this point. So we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, there's not really that much to be excited about at Crown Jewel. Honestly, I think Renee Young is what she could wear is one of the highlights for me. I'm like, what's that going to look like? Apart from that, really, I mean, D-Generation X kind of has my attention with the Brothers of Destruction. And it has nothing to do with Undertaker and Kane. I think it's just been awful. Like, they've just been a horrible part of the nostalgic act. DX has been decent, though.
Well, I mean, like you said, with The Undertaker and Kane, I mean, they just seem tired. And, you know, the promos are just, you know, they've been done 100 times. He's just kind of sticking to his same kind of recipe.
It's nonsense, yeah.
It's a bit of nonsense. But, you know, I don't know. I think Kane also makes him look a lot. Kane really lost his magic. When you remember when he first came in, he was just the beast. He was a beast for years. And now anybody can beat him. He was just helping talent get over. I don't know. Even this week when DX kind of ran out, Shawn Michaels, you know, he lives a super kick. Kane doesn't really do much. And I don't know, man. I love DX. And you know I'm a huge fan of Shawn Michaels. But it's been hard to watch. It's been hard to watch on both sides. And I'm trying to, you know, enjoy it. And
that's for sure.
It's tough. You know, having Undertaker and Kane come out and do a cheesy promo. And then DX music's hit. And it's like the long version. Are you ready? And they do the whole thing, and it's like, really? Like, it should be break it down. They should just walk out right away. It should be like, attitude, go, and run down to the ring or something. And then, like, I was like, oh, Michaels doesn't come out. What are they going to do? He's going to come from behind. You know, it's so typical and cheesy. And then he gives a super kick, runs out, and then they all look old. They all look, Michael, it's hard for me getting over him with the Chrome Dome. And I know eventually, hopefully I will. And if it means me getting more Shawn Michaels, great. But they look tired, worn down, and slow. And they all make each other. It's maybe because they're feuding with another old team. So it's just like a lot of old people. But I remember the match with Triple H. It was so slow paced. I really hope it won't be the same thing. And I hope Michaels looks good in the ring. I haven't liked the build-up entirely, I'll say that. And the fact that Michaels is coming back out of retirement, they should be making a bigger deal out of it than they are. but maybe he doesn't want it to be, and maybe that'll make him feel a little less stressed going into the match. But we'll see. I don't have too many high expectations. It's a nostalgia act for all of you guys. So
where do you think it's going to fall on the card?
It's going to be one of the last matches, maybe the second last or third last. It won't be the main event, though.
Yeah.
Better not be.
It was the main event in Showdown.
Undertaker, yeah. Well, yeah. This should better not be a main event.
We're getting like the exact same card. If you think last match ever, they're having another match again.
Last tag match ever.
Yeah, last tag. Oh, no, first and last time they face off. And then with Daniel Bryan's removal, we're getting AJ Styles and Samoa Joe again. We know no titles are going to change. That's what's so frustrating. Like they're going
to
have.
You think though? I kind of think in the back of my mind the fact that they're changing Joe and AJ. People are going to think, oh, well, that's it. There's not going to be a title change. So McMahon will make a title change. He'll pull an audible. I feel like this could be an event where McMahon does pull an audible, but we'll see.
I don't know. I think the title change is going to be a new Universal Champion.
And hey, at least they explained it better than John Cena. It's like, hey,
oh, yeah.
Lashley, you beat up somebody in the ring, Finn Balor. I like that. You're in. Why? Because John Cena didn't qualify. Ha, ha.
I think it was a fuck you to Cena, though.
It was such a bad, like, both of them were terrible actors in that scene.
Yeah, they're bad.
I felt like they were reading cue cards.
Porno.
Corbin can be pretty painful to listen to sometimes. But, I don't know. At least with Daniel Bryan and AJ, they gave us the match. It was a lot less special because it instantly felt like a SmackDown match, which it was. The match was okay, but now, is that it? Daniel goes back to the back of the line because he chose not to go to Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit unfortunate, but it shows that he cares more about, you know, his beliefs. I can respect that. And then we get Joe versus AJ Styles once again.
Yeah, I don't care.
It's funny. I guess Joe can get as many title shots as it takes him.
Well, AJ gave it to him, so at least there's that. But no, I don't care to see Joe versus AJ. And honestly, there's not much about this whole Saudi Arabia Crown Jewel thing that excites me at all. Like, I know you've talked about how you're down with this this tournament, the fact that the whole thing's going to roll out in one night, similar to, like, you know, King of the Ring, which I would agree with, but I don't like the wrestlers in it. And I don't like how they're saying they're going to be...
I think it's so stacked. I think it's like, it's honestly, it could be a lot better. I think maybe Elias should have been put in there instead of Bobby Lashley. But
Elias doesn't get pay-per-view matches.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a bit silly in that regard. But yeah, I mean, if you look at the World Cup tournament, I mean, we could have Angle versus Rollins. Angle versus Ziggler, you're getting it first round.
Yeah,
and
but
then Angle versus Rollins, that could be awesome. And then, you know, who knows? If he goes to the finals, Angle, I'm not on the whole Angle train. I just feel like he's going to be making it to the finals. That's probably my bet.
Can you imagine what three matches of Kurt Angle is going to look like in the third match?
You're right, though, actually. You just kind of put a light bulb off in my head. Like, yeah. I remember him wrestling with the Shield and he could barely keep up, so maybe not. But really, will Rollins go all the way? Maybe Rollins will go to the finals, and then that's when Ambrose will come out. Yeah.
Rollins
I think
and,
mind,
and,
man.
And
you opened
Orton.
Up my eyes. I'm woke now.
I think Angle's going to go out first round against Ziggler. We're going to see Ziggler against Rollins. And then
I don't think they're
going to
give us that again.
Actually, you know what? Rollins Mysterio in the finals could be interesting.
Yep, that could be really cool. Because we saw Randy Orton take everybody out at the end of SmackDown. So I don't think Randy Orton's going to be one to do it. And Rey Mysterio just came back, right? So yeah. There's a very good chance Rey Mysterio does make it to the finals. And Rollins versus Rey Mysterio could be a good matchup. And then having Ambrose maybe causing the outside distraction, causing Rey to win, or at least helping him to make to protect Rollins a little bit, maybe. We'll know. Who knows? We'll see. But
I don't know.
I kind of remember. I remember being young. I remember being young back in the day, and I'd rent VHS tapes and I put them in my VCR, and I'd watch King of the Ring, and I remember like Triple H versus Goldust, and like they'd have those tournaments, and it was fantastic.
They were fun. They were for sure fun. Yeah. I'm wondering if maybe can The Miz sneak his way in, and the only reason why I'm saying that is because if The Miz were to win a tournament like this, well... we'll never hear the end of it.
And that's what he needs, persona. Right? Yeah, maybe that's what he needs. That could be, it's going to be interesting to see. They could go in a lot of different directions. And I don't know. That's why I enjoy it. I'm excited.
I wouldn't go as far as saying excited, but I'm happy that it's on a Friday and it's during work hours because that's
convenient. Yeah, man. It's the whole thing together that gets me excited. The fact that it's, you know, it's not your typical day. It's on a Friday. You know, I'm going to be working from home that day, enjoying the pay-per-view.
Drinking beer.
And I will see. I got to do some work. So maybe half. You know, maybe I'll save the hard alcohol for the afternoon. But I'll be there and I'll be live tweeting and I'll be on Periscope, hopefully, and we'll be having a good time. But, you know, Saudi Arabia, the WWE is headed there. And hey, talking about Saudi Arabia, let's get into the predictions, folks.
Let's do it. Let's pull them up. Let's see what's going on. Dez, run us all through the card.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Takamania Predictions.
We have predictions.
Wear your protection when we do our predictions. All right, cool. So this is a rather larger card just because of our tournament. We have the World Cup tournament. There will be quite a few matchups. But let's go to it. Let's go to the World Cup tournament.
All right.
Let's talk about the brackets. So Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley. We saw Bobby Lashley get entered into the tournament this week because Baron Corbin liked the way he slapped Finn Balor's booty. So Balor's not even the world tournament either. Like, I don't know, poor guy, he's getting shafted. And they're putting Bobby Lashley's in three segments on Raw. Can you believe that? Three segments.
Yeah, well, you know, they like that Leo Rush guy.
I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley, Lashley, Lashley.
He's fucking annoying. I liked him for a few weeks. He's fucking annoying now.
I asked you last week. I was like, I'm done with him. You're like, oh, no, I'm not done with him yet. This week, I'm done with him.
Things change quickly in my fandom. So,
all right. So Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley. Are we both on the same page here? It's clearly going to be Rollins.
Oh, no. I got Lashley 100%, bro.
Yeah. Funny. Happy Halloween, Easter. April Fools.
April Fools. I'm like, get there. Seth Rollins 100.
Seth Rollins all the way. Okay, cool. Fair enough. Then we're going to have Kurt Angle versus Le Ziggler. What you think?
Dolph Ziggler.
Really? You think he's going to pull it out, eh?
I can't see maybe Kurt Angle fighting twice. Like, I just can't. Maybe.
Not fighting twice. This is his first match.
I know, but if he can't win it to fight the second one.
Oh, yeah? Well, if he has the first match, he'll be out of steam in the second one, and he can lose rather quickly. But
maybe.
But yeah, I don't know. Maybe Ziggler will do like a roll-up, hold it tight or something, but Angle coming back is his first singles match, man.
All right, fuck it. I got Kurt Angle.
Yeah, it's his first singles match. Okay, he's going to make him tap out or some shit. So Angle, that's my pick too. And then, I guess, after that match, you're going to have Kurt Angle versus Seth Rollins. So who would win between that if you think they were to face off?
Seth fucking Rollins, brah.
Yeah, I'm going to pull it off too. They're really high in Rollins. I think it would be a really good feather in his cap. And again, going back to your point, I would have had Angle going deep, but the fact that I don't think he's going to be able to keep up, his cardio won't hold up. I'm going to go with my boy Rollins. So Rollins will be making it into the finals on the Raw side. All right, we're moving over to the Smack now.
Yep.
You got Mr. Jeffrey Hardy taking on Mike Mizanin. So, Jeff, Miz.
Shit, dude. Wait, there's something we haven't considered. If the finalist on SmackDown loses, he's off SmackDown. They announced it tonight.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Shane said, there's no way I'm going to let Stephanie walk around saying that the greatest wrestler in the world is from the Raw brand. So if you lose in the finals, whoever it is on SmackDown, you're fired from the show.
Shouldn't it be the first person who's eliminated?
I don't know. It's kind of ass backwards, but
yeah. That's interesting. That opens up a lot.
Yeah, it does but again, if we're saying Dean Ambrose is going to call Seth Rollins, then it really doesn't matter.
Well, if Seth Rollins loses in the finals and he's headed to SmackDown, is that what that means?
No, Seth Rollins is safe on Raw. If whoever loses on the SmackDown side is off of SmackDown.
Because
Shane thinks his sister's a bitch. That's pretty much it. So, I mean, unless you think that Rollins, The Miz, or Rey Mysterio, or Jeff Hardy are going to go to Raw, then you have to think that Seth Rollins is going to lose in the finals. Which works with your Dean Ambrose theory, so.
Yeah. So, Jeff Hardy, The Miz.
Now this fucks everything up. This is really tough. There's so many good matchups on the SmackDown side. Damn, see? This might be a good tournament. Son of a bitch. Okay. I'm going to say Jeff Hardy.
I'm going to go with The Miz, man. I think he's going to pull it up, man. Jeff Hardy always just lets you down, I find. He always lets you down. The Miz, I don't know. I feel like he really needs this tournament, and I think he's going to pull out some Weasley shit. I think The Miz is going to win this one.
The only reason why I'm saying Jeff Hardy is because I think if they decide to put Rey Mysterio over Randy Orton, which I'd be surprised that they would do, it would just be a really cool match to see Jeff Hardy versus Rey Mysterio.
I think we're going to see that match anyway, so...
I think we're going to see a combination of all these matches anyways, really, but... okay.
I'd be okay with Jeff Hardy winning and facing off against Mysterio. I just feel like The Miz is going to... I don't know, man. It might be The Miz's night.
I don't know. If it's anything like a showdown, he's going to get fucking... He's going to fly 35 hours to get fucking rocked in a minute. I'm sticking with Jeff Hardy.
All right, cool. Sounds good. So, Rey Mysterio, Randy Orton, it's quite clear you're leaning towards Mr. Orton on this one. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yes.
No, but how can Mysterio lose his fucking first match?
He's not going to.
So you
and
got
Randy Orton RKO'd everybody on SmackDown to end the show. This is basically the recipe of he took everybody out, he looked strong, but he's not going to be the winner.
Wait, he doesn't need to be the winner of the whole thing. He could win match number one.
I don't think so. Rey Mysterio is going to win this one. I betcha.
This is a dumb setup. It's not good for any of them. It's silly. All right. Randy. Ugh, it's a tough one. I'm sticking with Randy.
Okay, cool. All right. So, theoretically,
we have
now we're branching out here into theoretics. So, let's say we have The Miz versus oh, fuck, man. How do we do this now? This
for me, it's going to be Randy Orton versus Jeff Hardy, and then I'm going to take... Oh, no. Never mind. I'm going to agree with you. Rey Mysterio's beating Randy Orton. We'll make it easy.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so then I have Jeff Hardy versus Mysterio, and I'm saying Rey Mysterio's going to win.
Cool. I got The Miz versus Rey Mysterio, and I'll say Mysterio's going to win.
All right. Cool. So we got Mysterio and Seth Rollins in the finals.
We do. That's a great matchup. That could be exciting to watch. There you go. You get your money's worth maybe with that one, folks. And with this one, I think Mysterio's going to take it. I think Ambrose's music is going to play. He's going to appear in the crowd. He's going to pull some kind of shit. And it's going to distract or throw off Mr. Rollins. And Rey Mysterio's is going to win your World Cup tournament.
God.
However, I don't know if you heard the news, though, that the WWE was trying to yank Rey Mysterio from the Jericho Cruise. They're trying to prevent him from going to it.
Why? Who cares?
Well, they just were like, oh, Jericho, he's got all these superstars going over there. We don't want you going over. Like, I don't know, man. It's petty, right?
He was at all.
Yeah, I guess. I'm just wondering if it's kind of like they doghouse him for it. But it seems like Rey Mysterio coming back, this is something they could have him do. Oh, maybe The Miz is going to go to the finals and win the tournament. I don't know.
It's a toss-up, man.
You know what? I think Miz is going to beat Mysterio, and I think Miz is going to win the tournament.
Okay, let's just say, who do you think is going to win the tournament?
Miz. The Miz. Okay. Miz is going to do it. The Miz.
Okay. Shit. Am I going to throw it all away, too? Because I don't think Mysterio is going to win it. To talk about your point before, I think Mysterio being on the cruise would be good for WWE because he's a WWE guy. So, but I got Rey Mysterio winning the whole thing. Fuck it.
Okay, there you go. I got The Miz. You got Rey Rey.
Yeah. Okay.
Same.
Let's move on. This is giving me.
All right. Yeah. We spent too much time on this shit. Yeah. Let's go to the Freebird match. We got The Bar with Big Show versus The New Day.
Yep.
So they're defending their tag team titles against The New Day. So. I'm assuming that this is a Freebird rule since Big Show is involved. So now is he a tag team champion or does he become tag team champion if they defend successfully? I'm not exactly sure. Can I join the bar and be a champion now? Can anybody?
I'd like to join the New Day.
For the pancakes? I think you had enough carbs for you for quite some time.
I'm losing weight, motherfucker. Who do you got?
All right. You know, you're losing time. Let's go. What do you got? Who do you got? You got the New Day, you got the Bar?
I got the New Day. I think the New Day lost.
You think they won the titles back?
I think that this is one of the title changes we're going to see. If anything, it's the only real title change. It is the only real title change we're going to see on the show. And I think that's why the New Day lost to the Bar, just so that they can go to Crown Jewel and nobody could say, whoa, there was not even a title change on the pay-per-view. What a waste of time.
But on SmackDown this week, Big E beat Cesaro, and then, you know, Big Show got involved. And I don't know, man. They've really been kind of pushing Big Show as a beast, a machine. This is their big first match where they're teaming together. I'm going to go with the Bar. I think they're going to successfully defend their titles.
I think the Prince is going to want to see New Day celebrate. That's what I'm basing it on. That's it.
Okay.
Prince of Saudi Arabia.
Sure.
Or he's going to murder everybody.
I didn't was going to say anything. I wasn't going to make any jokes. No. So. No.
Ha 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 ha. Where does that bring us to?
Let's jump over to DX. DX versus the Buds of Distraction. So this match is going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to see how DX looks as a tag team, if Michaels is going to be dressed in street clothes, if he'll have new attire made, the Buds of Distractions, if they're going to self-destruct and fall asleep in the middle of the ring. We will see. It's going to be maybe an interesting one. A lot of people are going to say, hey, it's a bunch of old-timers, it's crap. Maybe. But I don't know, throw it on the card somewhere. Nostalgia. I'm an old guy.
Who do you got then?
All right, I got DX, man. Their first match back, Shawn Michaels' first match back. They're not going to lose. Kane's going to eat the pin. It'll be like a super kick pedigree combo, and they'll win.
I don't know, because I mean they won in Australia.
Michaels is going to have a loss in his first match back, because that's what you're saying.
But if Triple H shakes the pin, then who cares?
No, it's pretty significant.
Do you think so?
I do.
I don't feel like this is Shawn Michaels' real first match back. Like, did you feel like Kurt Angle when he was in the Shield was Kurt Angle's return match?
No, but he was wearing like he was huffing puffing and wearing the Shield gear. He looked ridiculous.
Michaels has no hair and he might be wearing street clothes. So, come on,
he does kind of look ridiculous.
I'm gonna go with the Brothers of Destruction just because I think we're either gonna see, you know, tit for tat, and then Undertaker Shawn Michaels at 35, or we're going to see some sort of miscommunication between Triple H and Shawn Michaels, and see Shawn Michaels Triple H at 35, and Kane's just going to go away and die. I mean, that's pretty much it. So
he's a mayor. He's got stuff to do.
He's got a mayor stuff to do, and
he's got whatever. Mayor stuff.
Yeah. So Brothers in Destruction.
Cool. All right, that's interesting. Hey, we're actually looking. We're looking at different picks for once. Usually, we're on par with each other.
Like,
so.
Every single match so far.
Sweet. I don't know about this one, though. So, we got AJ Styles, Samoa Joe. Come on. I mean, we know Daniel Bryan was supposed to take on AJ. He didn't want to go to Saudi, so they called an audible on SmackDown. They had their match this week, and Joe came out. And now it's going to be Joe versus AJ Styles for the championship. So, we've seen this match countless times. AJ Styles always comes out on top when it matters. Is it going to be the same thing as Saudi Arabia?
Yes. Easily. AJ Styles 100%.
This can't be tied into the whole 2K19 thing anymore because that game's out now. Yeah, so it's, you know, it's free game on his title. So
I still feel like it's still too soon. I still think that what's it going to be? Samoa Joe versus Brock Lesnar at Survivor Series?
Fans love that. Yeah. They liked Brock Lesnar versus Samoa Joe last time. I think it was was a great feud. But that's interesting you say that too, because it's going to be champion versus champion at that match. So, we'll see. For me, I don't know. I mean, it's a pretty safe bet saying AJ Styles is going to retain, but is he going to retain again? And at the same time, WWE 2K19 is out. Joe's had so many chances now, and he works hard. He's got good promos. He's vicious. I don't know. I think him taking the title, It could be good. It could be good for business. I don't know.
I don't think it could be good for business. Where's he been? They don't like Samoa Joe. And people got to understand this. WWE.
Who doesn't like Samoa Joe?
WWE doesn't like Samoa Joe.
Oh, come on. They've had him challenge the title so many times. They would have had him go back to the line a long time
ago. That's all he ever does, though, is he goes up, he challenges for the title and loses, and then he's gone. Okay, AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe was his biggest story. I'll give it that. But it ended pretty quickly. There was one pay-per-view match? And then it was over. And then where was he with this whole Daniel Bryan thing? There was no like Joe in the background. There's never Joe in the background. It's like they're like, we need a good match. They believe in him.
Well, he was injured, right? He was injured, and then they called the audible Daniel Bryan, and I guess they kind of pulled him back a little bit sooner than he was supposed to return.
Oh, he was hurt again?
Yeah, he was injured.
Jesus Christ.
So I was surprised to even see him.
So
I was
wondering who to replace him.
I thought it was going to be Nakamura and AJ again. That's what I thought it was going to be.
How often, that would be cool though, how often does Samoa Joe get hurt? You think they're going to want him being the WWE champion?
Yeah, that's a very valid point.
And Joe sells no merch.
That's a valid point. Okay, Joe, AJ yeah. Styles is going to win.
I'm also
thinking ahead at the Survivor Series pay-per-view, and if it's champion versus champion, I just don't see Samoa Joe, and I'm like, well, let's go into this Universal Championship match.
Yeah, this is a big one. This is a big one.
So we got Brock Lesnar taking on Braun Strowman. This is a pretty significant match. Roman Reigns was taking out of it. Braun Strowman basically said, you know, as soon as he comes back, I will give Roman his match for the championship. Braun is definitely taking more of a face turn these days. And he'll be taking on Brock Lesnar, who is kind of more or less headed for the MMA. And
he looks great, which means
he's going to MMA.
Well, yeah, no, and, it's official. Yeah, it's happening.
And the Saudi Arabia are paying for this guy. That's why he's on the card. They paid top dollar for him. They paid top dollar for Shawn Michaels. You know, they want these guys to be there.
Yeah.
So, I don't see Brock Lesnar winning this match. I'm very happy for Braun Strowman if he does. We saw Brock Lesnar take out Braun Strowman with the F5 this week on Raw. It made him look a little bit weak, and Brock Lesnar looked good. Again, the recipe that the WWE plays. I definitely see that Braun, I don't know how he's going to do it, because the last match these guys had, Braun Strowman got F5'd once. They made him look really weak, and I really hope they kind of try to remedy that, and hopefully they will. But I really hope it's going to be Braun Strowman, and I will be very happy to see that. And, dude, man, the guy would fucking deserve it, man. He's been working his ass off, and he's developed so well from when he started with the Wyatt family.
I agree with everything you're saying, but I think there's no chance in hell Braun Strowman wins this match, and this is why. It's going to be Brock Lesnar's going to win. There's no big name on this card other than Shawn Michaels, and that's... I know you're going to kill me for this, but it's almost arguable that he's like a showcased guy. I think the loss of Cena really hurt Braun Strowman's chance of becoming the champion. I don't think they're going to make Braun Strowman the champion in Saudi Arabia. I think they're going to keep that. And I think they're going to give it to Brock Lesnar, and I think Brock Lesnar is going to drop the title like soon
just
after.
Like, just give it away or lose it?
Just drop it. Like maybe he'll lose it, but I think Survivor Series right after, he's gone.
Why don't you think that Braun Strowman would win in Saudi Arabia when he won the Greatest Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia?
So because the Greatest Royal Rumble doesn't mean anything.
Well, he's already kind of, you know, like hailed or kind of associated with the Saudi Arabia events as the, you know, the big winner.
Yeah, but of the Royal Rumble, the big winner that night was still Brock Lesnar.
Hey, it would be badass if he came out with that title belt though that he won.
Yeah, it was kind of lame and green. But this, like, what I'm saying is that Brock's gonna do Survivor Series, and then he's gonna be done with it. And then I think the Universal title is gonna be something to do with the Royal Rumble. I think it's gonna be vacant, and it's gonna have something to do with the Royal Rumble.
It's vacated now, and they're gonna vacate it again.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this belt is like unattainable. That's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be fucking unattainable, and I want Brock Lesnar to win this match because I want to see wrestling Twitter burn.
Oh, I will. That will be interesting. That I'm kind of intrigued at. But again, I just feel like it would be really stupid. It just it'd be really hard.
So stupid. But that's how much I want to see it.
Pretty much like Braun Strowman sitting in the back. You know that meme of him like kind of like ha ha ha, ha and he falls backwards on his chair.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that.
100%. Like, oh, man. Fuck you. I mean, he's the highest paid guy on this card. He's the reason why they're still going to Saudi Arabia. And I just think that the fans there are going to want to see it. The pop he got on Raw was huge. Braun Strowman doesn't need to win this in Saudi Arabia. And where do they go forward with it? If he wins?
Drew McIntyre? He's been feuding with Drew McIntyre for weeks.
That's true. But where was Drew McIntyre on Raw?
They did no feuding this week, which was weird.
That's what I'm thinking.
It was weird. I noticed that. They didn't do much. He supported Ziggler this week.
Yeah.
That's it. Some people thought they were going to put him in the match in a triple threat, but in this match. But I don't know, man. We'll see.
This pay-per-view is a throwaway. Before John Cena said he wasn't going, before Daniel Bryan said he wasn't going, and before they murdered that dude. Before all the controversy, this is the second time this year they're in Saudi Arabia. To me, it's a throwaway pay-per-view. And then all of that stuff happens. How can they... I think it would be a slap in the face to Braun Strowman for him to win it there. I really, really do. He deserves better.
Maybe. I mean, Braun Strowman was trying to show respect to Roman, so maybe it's like it's rightfully, you know, it's in good hands with Braun Strowman because I know I'm trying to grasp at straws here, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, you're probably right that Braun's going to win it, but my
you have to give it to him soon, man. He's really like they already missed that pinnacle of that where he was at peak popularity where he should have had the title.
He's back. And I feel like he's back at peak popularity.
He's close to it. Close and I just think that they can maybe get him there with that. I hope. I hope to see it. And again, we're kind of knocking the pay-per-view and you're saying, you know, the card is struggling. Lost Cena, lost Daniel Bryan. Even before that, the guy got killed or whatever. Yeah. But, you know, Evolution, I wasn't too optimistic going into it and it surprised me. So, you know, let's see. I don't think it's going to be, you know, live up to Evolution standards.
No,
but, you know, let's give it a chance. Let's give it a fair shake.
Like a fair shake. you know the feel that Raw had and the feel that SmackDown had after Evolution? It was just like, why this is not as good as Evolution. We're really going to feel that at this pay-per-view. There's going to be a lot of matches, a lot of short matches. It's over-polished, it's over-produced, and it's just going to be a shit show of garbage. Sorry. Very negative tonight, but yeah, I got Brock Lesnar.
On a side note, Michael Cole called Jinder Mahal dinner.
Yes, Mahal. He did. That was a highlight of Raw.
Did you hear them like trying to not laugh after? Like Michael Cole's still cracking up and Corey Graves is kind of calling him on it.
Did you see Kofi Kingston fall off the ring today?
No.
Yeah. He fell off and Corey Graves is fucking dying. Like dying as if when Titus O'Neil went under the ring.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
When was this?
Right after the match.
At the end of the match?
Yeah, he like went through the apron and then totally slipped on like a piece of pumpkin and flew right off on the ground. And
awesome.
Saxon gave him shit. He because you could tell Corey Graves was going to compare it to the Titus O'Neil and stopped himself. And then Saxon's like, "You're an evil man," to Corey Graves. And then Corey like seemed very awkward. The camera was on them.
I don't know. Byron Saxon used to be a wrestler, right? I didn't even know that.
Didn't he win like Tough Enough or some shit?
Something like that. He was involved in some tournament in NXT, and then just eventually they're like, "Nah."
He's like the most generic looking dude in the world,
pretty much.
Byron Saxton.
All right, there, folks. You got our predictions. I hope you're gonna be watching with us live. We're gonna be tweeting. At least I will.
I'll be tweeting. You'll be periscoping.
We'll be periscoping. We'll be there. A lot of you aren't happy with Crown Jewel. You don't want to cover it. We respect that. Talkamania. We're not like that. We're
going to
enjoy
it.
The event. So, you know, is what it is. So, again, make sure you check us out at _ Tacomania. And Jay, well, let's wrap this up.
At _ Tacomania on Twitter, like Dez just said, prowrestlingtees.com/Tacomania. Go buy some merch. We'll put you on the show. Maybe. Maybe we'll put you
on the show. We're going to stop saying that because no one's ever on our show.
I know. I thought that as soon as I said that. So.
It's only because they've been buying so many shirts that, you know, we're going to see them in person.
Our fans are so humble that they refuse the spot on the show. They said this shirt is a reward in itself. Take my money. But enjoy Crown Royal if you can, if you're not watching it because of issues other than the card. Well, that's your problem because you're going to be watching on Monday, so meh. But J-Bomb's out. Dez, say bye.
Have a happy Rusev Day. That wasn't even on SmackDown this week. Boo! Happy Rusev Day. In case you want to use that one instead.